Wisconsinites, you can rest easy because Elon's got nowhere to run, nowhere to hide when we got Representative Congresswoman Gwen Moore on the case. Folks, welcome back. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Well, if you've been scratching your head about what the heck is Elon's job exactly, your confusion is not misplaced. The federal government on Monday in a court filing disclaimed that Elon Musk is actually running Doge or is even a Doge employee at all. In fact, they called him a special advisor to the president, employed by the White House. And yet, on Tuesday, Carolyn Leavitt seemed to indicate that, yep, indeed, Elon is running Doge. On Wednesday, Trump and Elon appeared on faux news, and again, suggested to the nation that he's running Doge and that that's a good idea, and that, oh, don't worry about those conflicts of interest. I'm sure Elon will self-police as appropriate. I don't know about you, but I don't trust billionaires with pretty much damn near anything. And yesterday at CPAC, Elon appeared on stage and was gifted by the Conservative Political Action Committee a chainsaw. Yes, an odd symbol representing the chainsaw that Elon is taking via Doge to the entirety of the U.S. government. Let's take a quick listen.
This is the chainsaw for bureaucracy.
Weirdo. Anyways, here to talk about all of it and what she's doing to help protect Wisconsin families. Welcome to the Maggie Dawn Show, Congresswoman. It's such a pleasure to have you with us.
Oh, Maggie, thank you for what you're doing. It's really important to be able to just talk directly to our people about what's happening. Because right now we are inundated with information. This is part of the Trump-Musk strategy, you know, just to throw everything at them all at one time and don't give us time to react. Don't know what to react to, what is more important than that. And just flood the zone.
Flood the zone.
All kind of BS and overwhelm us and really take away our resolve to fight back. Really the whole setup, Maggie, you talked about, Elon Musk claiming and disclaiming that he's an employee is because there have been very strict rules as to what federal employees can do, what access or information that they can have to classified information or sensitive information. And he doesn't meet those criteria at all. I'm a federal employee as such. I am an elected official. And let me just say, I can't earn $30,000, more than $30,000 beyond my taxpayer funded salary. And yet you have a man that just the other day, somehow, I don't know who he had fired everybody. So I don't know how he got granted a $38 million contract. But you would not be able to be an employee of the United States and get a $38 million contract. That would be a conflict of interest. So that's why they needed to say he wasn't an employee. But if he's not an employee, how in the hell did he get access to your social security number
and my tax information, and like
your tax information, your bank account number, how can he get into the FBI records and make recommendations as to who should be fired and who shouldn't? You know how?
Well, and I think Congress
the effort to fire all of the protections for nuclear facilities.
Yeah, oops.
All those employees got fired. If he's not an employee, who is Elon Musk?
Right. That's what inquiring minds want to know. And Congresswoman, your point about this most recent contract is one that is incredibly well-placed, in my opinion. Let's think, everybody. Like, forget the partisanship here. The idea that a man who has been empowered by our president to decide who gets to keep their job in the federal government and who gets fired Do you think if you're the person or persons in whatever branch of the federal government, let's say it's NASA, right, who's evaluating what should be a competitive bidding process, and you've got Musk, SpaceX, and some other companies, maybe it's Boeing or whomever, bidding for a contract, do you think that there might be some pressure on public employees to select Musk's company if the guy can fire whomever he wants? That's just at a tiny little microscopic level. But it's the reason, Congresswoman, that we have conflict of ethics rules, a conflict of interest and ethics rules. And he's violating all of them every day to the tune of 20 plus billion a year in federal contracts.
Exactly. And it's also compromising our national security. You know, Maggie, I want to take you back to the last days, the beginning days of this new Congress, when we had to pass a continuing resolution to keep the government open. There was an agreement made between, Mike Johnson and Hakeem Jeffries. It was just about to go to the floor, and Elon Musk and Donald Trump jumped in and stopped it. You know, Trump's headline for that was that he wanted us to raise the debt limit. But what really happened behind the scenes is that Elon Musk was able to remove a provision in that bipartisan legislation that said that they would limit the ability of American companies to interface with Chinese on high-tech platforms. Now, who has their Tesla factory half of their work done in China?
Is that Elon, Congresswoman?
Do you know? I'll give you a hint. You know, they're kind of like the Three Musketeers. And yeah, let me say this.
Please.
While there's this big hoopla among Republicans, you know, about, oh, we don't want to fall, you know, into the hands of the Chinese, and oh, we're going to raise tariffs on the Chinese, and oh, we got to have a committee on to the Chinese Communist Party. Elon Musk is thick as thieves with the Chinese, with his high-tech industry, and that provision was removed. And not only that, we got, you know, all these Republicans who have been against Putin for as long as I have been alive, and I'm 73. All of a sudden, Putin is some sort of hero, and President Zelensky is an aggressor. I mean, we got China and Russia used to be national security threats.
Yeah.
And now Elon Musk and President Trump are chumming up to them. So number one, our personal information is compromised. Our national security is compromised. And our ability, you know, to govern is compromised because number three, Republicans are radio silent. You know, they're so terrified of Donald Trump, and perhaps they ought to be, because they can go into your personal data, for example, and they can just make up some IRS problem that you have and give you and create a problem for you now that they've got access to all that information, which previously had been a crime to access, would have, you know, been a $5,000 penalty and 5 years in prison. And so, you know, don't play, Maggie. I don't want people to be April Fools here. Right. Here in Wisconsin, we got an election coming up April 1st for Supreme Court Justice. And, you know, I just don't want people to play games about, well, you know, what about this and what about that? You know, I'm going to tell you, one of the candidates who's run, he's a perennial runner, a Schimmel. He runs and runs. He was the attorney general previously. He's a persistent loser, so it's hard for him to raise money. And he just recently exclaimed that he would get on his knees and beg money to win this race. And so Who heard that?
Yes.
Elon
All
Musk.
Of us. Yes. And he gave.
Elon Musk is getting involved with his campaign for somebody who believes in our, 1848 law against abortions. Yes. Somebody who will do whatever the... See that call from Washington, D.C.?
Yeah, you're busy. You're doing... Got to keep it going. Now, Congresswoman, I wanted to ask you about one other key thing. The House Budget Committee has voted to seek at least $880 billion in mandatory spending cuts, and they've directed those cuts to be made by the House Energy and Commerce Committee. For anybody that knows anything about how the House Energy and Commerce Committee works, this is effectively the committee that oversees Medicaid, which means we're looking at an enormous cut to Medicaid. I know for a fact, because a listener sent me the email, they complained to Senator Ron Johnson's office, and he lied to them in response and said that there are no proposed cuts to Medicaid, when he knows damn well that is a big fat lie. We're going to have to go a lot of love. It's one of my favorite poems from you, Congresswoman. We may get time to play that, but I wanted you to respond to these cuts to critical programs, veterans benefits, Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid that Doge and Trump and our billionaire overlords are proposing that are going to hurt Wisconsin families.
Well, you know, what Johnson will say is that he was technically correct. Because the only thing the Budget Committee was authorized to do was to set the framework for each committee. And what they did is they didn't say cut Medicaid. They said, Energy and Commerce Committee, you got to cut $880 billion. Now, what is the jurisdiction of the Energy and Commerce Committee? Medicaid, some of those Inflation Reduction Act things that provided the prescription drug coverage for seniors at only $65 a month for insulin. But most of it, like $880 billion, is more than the federal contribution to Medicaid. Mm. So clearly, they're planning on cutting the benefit. You know, don't pee on my leg and tell me it's raining.
That is exactly what's going on. They think Wisconsinites and Americans are dupes.
Right. They think we're stupid. You know, 800, and just like in my committee, the Ways and Means Committee, those budget instructions say increase the deficit by $4.5 trillion. The $4.5 trillion in brand new tax breaks that
brand
they want to spend, it lines right up with that instruction. It hasn't happened yet, but it's on its way to happening. Good news is that we still have time to fight, because you see some of these town hall meetings in
people
Republican
are upset.
Districts
yes.
where people are showing up and showing out. Because in fact, Medicaid is not just about taking care of some little snotty-nosed kid in the inner city. No, Medicaid is the primary care that your grandmother is getting when she's in the nursing home.
Yes.
You know, we don't want grandma laying in her waist for 8 hours because they're understaffed because Medicaid has been cut. It's how Uncle Joe gets his ride to get his dialysis treatment. We don't want them to decide on the state level, well, we just can't afford giving people rides. And even though your chair time is 4 a.m., you're going to have to figure out how to get here on your own.
Folks, I mean, that is Congresswoman Gwen Moore. Can you stick around for another segment, Congresswoman?
Sure.
Oh, my goodness. We're going to be back with Congresswoman Gwen Moore, Wisconsin's very own firebrand, protector of Wisconsin families, protector of veterans, Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid benefits. We might even hear do a little spoken word when we come back right here on The Maggie Dawn Show on this, your Civic Media Radio Network. Keep it locked.